not sure if I'm going to sit or stand, or I'm probably a little bit too nervous to sit, so I think I'll stand. Okay. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm Gary Wotasik. I've been on the missions committee for over a couple years now, and I've also served in Awana's, helping with the Sparks on Wednesday night. This is my third year of doing that. Also, my occupation, I'm an airframe and power plant mechanic. I work at LAX. I've been doing it for 35 years. We work on business jets. I'm actually the senior inspector in the engine shop. We actually tear down the engines, inspect them, put them back together, test them. And been doing that for 35 years with Standard Aero, which has actually changed names probably several times. Started as Air Research Garrett, but that's my occupation. But I'm here, you know, to serve God now. Want to give you a little perspective that I learned this week. On Wednesday, my daughter Evelyn, 12 years old, I had to take her to have a root canal finished. And we kind of thought it was pretty much all over. We thought, well, they were just going to kind of clean it up and do a few things. But then when we got to the office, they said they had to do everything over again and more. And my heart broke. And Evelyn, being very brave and God giving her the strength, sat in that chair for an hour and a half getting a root canal. And that kind of gave me the perspective. If God can give her the strength to do that, I can get up here and talk to you today. About a year ago, I decided to take a taste of perspectives. And by the way, on the back of your outline, it has the details of a taste of perspectives. I'd encourage all of you to take this. It's going to be held at Grace Chapel. It's going to be Saturday, November 1st. Sign-ups are going to be in the back. It'll give you a taste of what you could do. The actual perspectives class is a 15-week class. It's going to start in 2015. And a year ago, I took the class. And that is really why I'm here talking to you today, because it was put on my heart to share some of what I learned in perspectives with you. Perspectives is a class on the worldwide Christian movement. It starts with the Bible, which, by the way, was my favorite part. I really enjoyed the first 5-6 weeks where they went through the Bible, and that was my favorite part. A lot of the rest of it was the history to today. And I know a lot of us don't like history, but this type of history was really good to learn. It was really interesting, good to learn, because when it comes to reaching others for Christ, we want to know what works and what doesn't. And we can learn from history what is working. When I first went to gym with what I had put together, I had about 35 minutes of scripture reading. And Jim took a look at it and said, you have a sermon series, not a sermon. And I agree with Jim. After he had gave me some good advice, kind of to take your point, take one Old Testament, one New Testament, and kind of go with that. I did a little more than that. And I probably should have listened to Jim. But I just, for me, I believe God's Word does the teaching, and that's why I use a lot of Scripture. And we will not be, today, I'm not going to be breaking down the Scripture in great detail. We're going to be doing more of an overview with main points, and I will be going over the main points of the Scripture that support the themes. Let's go ahead and pray. Abba, Father, the great I am, holy, holy, holy is your name. May your name be made great amongst all the nations, all the peoples. For your kingdom will come, and your will be done on this earth, just as it is in heaven. Lord, just give me your Holy Spirit to present your word today. And Lord, I just ask you to open our ears and our hearts to your plan for our lives and our part in that plan to serve you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today there's not going to be any slides, so I hope everybody brought their Bibles, because we are going to be going from the Old Testament to the New Testament, Old Testament to the New Testament. So you can see I've laid out four main points. The blessing. This is the story of His glory, Genesis through Revelations. The blessing of God through His people to all the peoples of the earth. God's heart for the nations and the peoples of the earth. His name made great through all the earth, and God to be worshipped and glorified by all the peoples of the earth. We're going to start in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. And what you're going to notice, too, by the way, when I go through this scripture, that a lot of the scripture is going to talk to a lot of the points. But what I'm going to try and do is concentrate on the verses that actually speak to the point. But as you go through these, some of this scripture actually speaks to all points. But for time, we're just going to go through the main points and the verses that hit the main points. So let's all turn to Genesis chapter 12, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." God told Abram the outcome of his blessing. But where's the how? Unlike Noah, who was given instructions on how to build an ark, so many cubits by so many cubits, and out of such and such a wood, Abram's only instructions were, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to a land that I will show you. Wow. Abram, who was later named Abraham, had to have a lot of faith in God's blessing. And as we talked about last week, the blessings didn't come quickly. He was about 75 when this blessing was given, and he was 100 before his first child was born. But let's take a look. I'm just going to go over the blessings one more time that God promised to Abraham. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 22, verses 17 and 18. And this is going to be the blessings to Abraham's offsprings. Genesis 22, 17 through 18. Verse 17. I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand is on the seashore, and your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. The blessing here has gone from Abraham, you. In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed, to in your offspring. In your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. This shows that God's blessing continues through his people. Now we're going to turn to the New Testament. Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. I'll give you a minute to get to the New Testament. And what we're going to see here in Galatians is God's blessing of Abraham continuing through Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. Okay, Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 through 14, starting in verse 8. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "In you shall all the nations be blessed." So then those who are of faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, "Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them." Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather, the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree." So that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. I'm going to read verse 14 again. So that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. Through faith in Jesus, the blessing continues through his people. Let's take a look at the next point. God's heart for the nations and the peoples of the earth. Back to the Old Testament, we're going to go to Psalms 67, 1 through 7. A psalm of David, a man after God's own heart. Psalm 67, starting in verse 1. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, Selah. That your way may be known on earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the people with equity and guide the nations upon the earth, Selah. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. God's heart. Verse 2. That his way may be known on earth and his saving power among all the nations. God's heart in the middle of verse 4. For he judges the people with equity and guides the nations upon the earth. God's heart, verse 7. He shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Let's take a look at Isaiah 45, 22. Isaiah 45, verse 22. Turn to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is no other. It is God's heart that the people turn to him and be saved, all the ends of the earth. To the New Testament, Matthew 24, verse 14. Matthew 24:14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. God's heart is that the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations before the end comes. Praise God for his patient love for us. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 22, verses 44 through 47. Luke 24, 44 through 47. This is Jesus speaking after his resurrection to his disciples. So Jesus, after his resurrection, speaking to his disciples. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to the understanding of scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." It is God's heart that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in Jesus' name to all the nations. Let's go to the third point. His name made great throughout all the earth. And back to the Old Testament, we're going to be looking at Exodus chapter 9, 13 through 16. Exodus 9, 13 through 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and present yourself before Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For this time I will send all my plagues on you, yourself, and your servants, and your people, so that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. For by now I could have put out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, and you would have been cut off from this earth. But for this purpose I have raised you up, to show you my power, so that my name may be proclaimed in all the earth. God shows Pharaoh and the people that there is none like him in all the earth. His purpose, to show his power so that his name may be proclaimed in all the earth. Let's go to Psalm 72, 19 through 20. I'm giving your fingers a workout. I did try and at least keep them in order, so you can always go forward until we go back and then forward. Okay, Psalm 72, 19 through 20. Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayer of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. I thought it was very special that David ended his prayer with this: blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. And a double amen, amen, and amen. His name made great throughout all the earth. Let's go to the New Testament. Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11. Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. His name made great, the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every name should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The name of Jesus, his name, made great throughout all the earth to the glory of God the Father. Let's go to the end of the New Testament, Revelations chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Revelations chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and amazing are your deeds. O Lord God Almighty, just and true are your ways. O King of the nations, who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. God's name made great through His great and amazing deeds. His just and true ways. For He alone is holy. His righteous acts have been revealed throughout all the earth. Let's go to the last point. God to be worshipped and glorified by all peoples of the earth. Back to the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 23 through 25. First Chronicles 16, 23 through 25. This is a song of David. Starting in verse 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and He is to be feared above all gods. God to be worshipped. Verses 23. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. God to be glorified. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all peoples. For great is the Lord. God to be worshipped, and greatly to be praised, God to be glorified, and He is to be feared above all gods. Let's turn to Psalm 66, 1 through 6. Psalm 66, 1 through 6. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are Your deeds. So great is Your power that Your enemies come cringing to You. All the earth worships You and sings praises to You. They sing praise to Your name, Selah. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in His deeds towards the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. He passed through the river. They passed through the river on foot. There did we rejoice in Him. God to be worshipped. Shout, verse 1. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. God to be glorified. Say to God, how awesome are Your deeds. So great is Your power that Your enemies come cringing to You. God to be worshipped. All the earth worships You and sings praise to You. They sing praise to Your name, Selah. God to be glorified. Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in His deeds towards the children of man. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. God to be worshipped. There did we rejoice in Him. Let's look at the New Testament, very end of the New Testament, Revelations, chapter 7, 9 through 10. Revelations, chapter 7, verse 9 through 10. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." A great multitude that no one could number. Similar to what we read in the blessing of Abraham's offspring in Genesis 22:17. As the stars of the heaven and as the sands that is on the seashore, a number that no one could number. From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, this describes all the earth's people groups. These are the people that have chosen to follow God from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. This is after every people group on earth has had a chance to hear the gospel. This is why it's so important that everyone hears in every language, in every tongue, in every people group, so that they can choose to serve God. Worshiping and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Worshiping their salvation that solely comes from God. We've looked at God to be worshipped and glorified by all peoples of the earth. His name to be made great throughout all the earth. God's heart for the nations and all the peoples of the earth. And the blessing of God through His people to all the peoples of the earth. We, as God's people, are to continue God's blessing to all the peoples of the earth. How can we be that blessing? In the past weeks, we have talked about sharing Jesus with our friends and our neighbors and our family, inviting people to church, which is all good things. Who will be a blessing to the unreached peoples of the earth? In our perspectives class, Julie and I had to do a final paper, and we did a final paper on the Sheikh people of Bangladesh. This is a paper on the Sheikh people of Bangladesh. Population, 1,228,734,000 people. Christian, percentage of Christians, 0.00. Percentage of evangelical Christians, 0.00. Largest religion, Islam. Main language, Bengali. You know, we wrote this about these people, these unreached people, to try and get to know them better, to have a heart for them, to pray for them. Who is going to be a blessing to the unreached people? Some families have dedicated their lives to reaching the unreached people, like the Johnston family, who has given their lives, everything they have, to reach the unreached. A surprising factor is that only 0.5 cents of every dollar given to the church goes to reach the unreached people. Who is going to be a blessing to the unreached people? I feel to be a blessing, we must start with prayer. My challenge to you today is to pray on how you can be a blessing. We have a video on prayer, which will be an example of just one way you can be a blessing.